USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House about the ongoing efforts to rescue people from Afghanistan.
Any American wants to come home, we will get you home.
He said Afghan allies will also be rescued. He was asked if the Taliban is trying to undermine his efforts.
We have an agreement that they will let pass through the checkpoints that they, the Taliban, control.
He said he's not sure how many Americans are still in Afghanistan. A man who claimed he had a bomb in his truck as he parked near the Library of Congress on Thursday told a federal judge he hadn't taken his mind medication and was ordered to undergo a mental competency hearing. Floyd Roseberry of North Carolina was charged with threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction and attempting to use an explosive device. If convicted, he could face up to life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A federal appeals court kept in place the Biden administration's recent eviction moratorium, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A federal appeals court declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Storm watches and warnings are now in effect along the eastern seaboard as Tropical Storm Henri approaches. It's expected to make landfall in New England on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. President Biden will need electric vehicles to reach a goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 as part of a broader effort to fight climate change. The GM recall adds about 73,000 Bolts from 2019 through 2022 model years to a previous recall of 69,000 older Bolts. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. In older versions, all 5 modules will be replaced. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion, bringing the total cost of the Bolt battery recalls to $1.8 billion. GM said owners should limit charging to 90% of battery capacity. The Bolts, including a new SUV, should also be parked outdoors until the modules are replaced. The original recall was blamed on a manufacturing defect at a South Korean factory run by LG Chemical Solution, GM's battery supplier. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.